This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Are you a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of person? Because that's going to matter how you look at this next topic.
All right.
But if you're a glass half full person, this could be very positive news for you. Mm-hmm. If you're a glass half empty person, it's not good at all. They've now done a study that found that even if you're average looking, 1.6 out of every 10 or almost 2 out of 10 people are going to find you attractive. And even one of those may find you to be one of the more attractive people they've ever seen.
So basically, either way, at least someone finds you attractive.
You've got some odds if you play the game long enough and hard enough.
Okay.
And the way they did this is they actually sat down with a bell curve and they did a bunch of math and they did a bunch of tests and studies. And they found that statistically speaking, even an average person, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder, mm-hmm. there's going to be at least a couple of people out of every 100, 1.6 out of every 100 will think that you're attractive. And some of those will even think you're the hottest person they've ever laid eyes
on. Wow.
What is that Dumb and Dumber quote where he's like, so what are my chances? And she's like, more like one in a million.
He's like, so I still got a chance, right? You're saying I've
saying
got a chance.
I got a chance.
Yeah. Well, they say 16 out of every 100 people will find you attractive, and 1 to 2 of those will think you're the most gorgeous person they've ever laid eyes on. Now, if you're a glass half full kind of person, those are great odds. If you're a glass half empty person, you're thinking, I got to go through 100 people to get maybe 1 or 2 of them to think I'm really attractive,
okay.
The most attractive.
As long as I get to go through that 100.
That's the trick, because most people don't go through that many.
Well, let me just go to maybe a concert or something, because there was usually about 16,000 people there.
Yeah, there's a load of problems with that.
Boy, you just stand at the doorway as they're walking in.
Yeah,
you want to go out?
Yeah, you want to go out?
Yeah. Do you want to go
it's
out?
It's kind of like when you're the preacher at the end of the service, just shaking everybody's hand.
Kato, that's the way to play the game. The problems are is that a lot of those people may already be attached. Married,
okay.
Dating someone seriously.
Well, if they're holding hands, you don't want to ask them.
Half of them may not be the gender you're interested in going out with.
I didn't mean every single person walking through. I wouldn't ask grandma walking through.
Yeah.
Well, she might be that one that thought you were the hottest person ever. So there's nothing that says they have to be the same age or group as you.
It could be a group of those like golden girls coming through. Like, oh, no kids? You have any kids?
any relatives?
Yeah.
Got money?
Uh-huh. It probably wouldn't work that way. But what's so good is that if you do play the dating game enough, and online dating improves your chances on this, because as they're swiping, this is all about looks right now.
Mm.
So as they're swiping, you're going to have, if 100 people look at you, you might get 1.6 of them to think you're really hot.
Yeah.
And so if you get, enough of them to go through, you're going to have a couple of them that do think you're the hottest person they've seen.
It's a numbers game at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, so. And that's where online dating is such a big thing, because it was very hard whenever you lived in Plymouth Rock and there was maybe 100 people in the whole city, you didn't have very good odds. Uh-huh. But now online, you've got thousands of people that can go past your photo, and hopefully, two to four of those are going to think you're super hot.
In Plymouth Rock, do they have like those pilgrim hats on and
yes.
stuff?
and the shoes with belt buckles on them.
No wonder they weren't getting dates.
Well,
those are actually better than the Crocs, though.
They weren't getting dates because they didn't have enough people to go through the list. I think the shoes, they should make Crocs with belt buckles on them.
Why not?
For people that are in plays from Thanksgiving. Anyway, back to the topic, though. If you look at it this way and you take your feelings a little bit out of it and you play the numbers game, you don't need to use all those filters. You don't need to play games with your profile. You just need to upload a mildly flattering picture and make sure enough people see it.
And there's so many people out there, and I feel for them because they're like, I can't even find anybody online dating. And I'm like, keep trying, because someday there's going to be somebody out there that's going to bite.
Yeah, but then that's the same person who will be like, no, she's too chubby,
okay,
or he's too short. And I'm like,
that's the point. But that's it still. You want someone that you are attracted to also. And that's where the glass half empty people come in.
Oh.
Because even though there might be 2 out of 1,000 that like you, there is not necessarily the people that you like back. So
gotcha. That's
where it gets tricky. That's when the numbers start to get really, shall I say, ugly.
Yeah.
Because now you got to find not just someone who thinks you're the hottest person in the world, but you got to think they're attractive too.
Right?
And this is exactly how online dating has killed actual dating, because they've talked about this before. They've done studies where you see so many options and you think, well, I could maybe find better. So you never give anyone the opportunity.
Huh. I wouldn't, if I was doing that, I would be like, okay, that person's hot, I'm going for it. I wouldn't wait and say, oh, well, there might be a more hot one later. That's a woman thing.
No, that's definitely both ways.
No, because they even have a special joke about the women who go to the store where they get men, and the first floor is this lazy guy, and so they go to the second floor, and it's this good-looking, handsome guy. He's got an average job. Third floor is this super rich, awesome guy with an inheritance, and then she presses and goes to the fourth floor, and they're like, every woman goes to this floor, even though they had an excellent opportunity just before.
It's so interesting. I heard a joke where this guy goes into a building, and on the first floor, it's like a really random kind of girl, and then he goes to the second floor, and it's like an okay kind of.
It's old now.
She stole your joke.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't even swipe left on that or right or whatever.
I'll be honest.
I've never done it.
I haven't either. I'm like, can you like re-swipe? Like if you accidentally swipe the wrong way, can you go back and re-swipe that person and go, I didn't mean to swipe you because I don't want to go out with you.
It's like when you like someone's post, you're stalking.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no.
Now, how do you go back?
Then you like and unlike it 10 times before you get it to land on the right thing. Well, I was married for it, so.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's a report from an online dating company that says that if you do the math, there's going to be at least 1 or 2 people out of every 100 that find you very attractive.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they may not be the people you find attractive, and that's where the odds get longer. But if you put your face out there enough, the chances are good that someone will eventually find you attractive and you find them attractive and you can start dating.
And if it doesn't work, just go ahead and throw that filter on there and make you really attractive.
But is attractiveness all that important in a relationship? Actually, yes. That's what opens the door for a relationship.
Yeah.
Looks don't make a relationship, but they are the ticket to, they're the key to opening that door. And that is not necessarily that you have to be traditionally beautiful, but you have to be beautiful to that person.
Right.
And the good thing about it is even the most homely person in the world will have somebody out there that for some reason finds them attractive.
Aww.
Look at me.
Yeah.
My wife repeatedly tells me that she thinks that I'm an attractive person, and I tell her she's wrong, but she's convinced. And I'm like, whatever it is that made her think I'm a good-looking guy, it went in my favor.
Well, she got to know you over the years, too.
She thought I was attractive when she met me.
Yeah.
That's why she dated me.
She was drunk when she met you.
That's part of it.
But a lot of times, and I know that's the initial thing, but they say being able to find somebody that has the potential to be your best friend.
Yeah, that's a lie. They tell a lie.
That's not a lie at all. That is the truth.
It's not the truth. It sometimes is the case.
Not at all.
You're mistaken.
No, there's research to prove that.
It's a
because long term, you're going to lose
wives' tale.
You're going to lose your looks. You're going to have wrinkles. What do you do when you're 70 years old? That person that you are attractive to.
Botox.
Plenty of 70-year-old people that aren't best friends, but they're still together.
They are, but that's not they're not happily together.
That isn't necessarily the case at all.
Sometimes when you do meet someone in like a group setting and you get to know them, they might not be conventionally beautiful or handsome, but once you are in that group and you see their personality, you're like, wow, that person's really great.
Yes.
There was a girl I would go to church camp every summer, and I would see her and think, gosh, she's not as pretty as I remember. But by the end of the week, I thought she was beautiful again because there was something about her personality that made her even look more attractive.
But I do feel like looks are a lot more important to you than they are to most
yes,
people.
Yes, I agree.
I'm telling you right here, looks, this is not me talking, looks open the door. Other qualities are what eventually makes someone desirable as a long-term partner.
But
it's that initial attraction that looks, even if it's not what other people think is attractive, you need to think it's attractive.
But when you open a door, you got to sit there and live with them for 60 years.
But there's no one budding here. I have never said that is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, it opens a door, and then you find out, oh, you know what? I have a lot in common with this person. This person has the potential to be my best friend, and we're going to go on and have a great life together.
The best friend thing is a wives' tale.
It's not, Tom.
It is. You know, people do, some people don't, but they still stay together regardless.
And sometimes that door opens and you realize it's a haunted house. And you just shut it.
Here's the thing is that the best friend's nonsense is not the only way to go, but they try to teach you that it is, and then people who aren't best friends with their spouse think they're doing something wrong. People are attracted to each other for all kinds of reasons, and you don't have to be best friends to make it work.
It's like,
first of all, you got different interests and different things.
No, but
you share a life together, but you don't have to be quote unquote best friends.
Are you not the best friend with your wife?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. Steve or Sean is my best friend. They're guy best friends, and there's different kinds of best friends.
But I don't think that means you have to have everything in common. Uh-uh. I think best friends, it's a loyalty thing.
Well, that's
it's
what
confiding
marriage
in
is.
Each other.
I mean, that's,
but that's
what
I think
married
that's what
in love.
To say.
That's what love is. Those things are love. You don't have to just be a best friend. Regardless, we're arguing over a word. Here's the thing that's interesting. For women, a man's intelligence and ambition were just as crucial as his looks. In fact, women placed much greater emphasis on a partner's intelligence than men placed on the woman's intelligence. Also, kindness, humor, and social status play a big perceived role in attractiveness. So
yeah.
Social status can make you more attractive. That's true for men and women. Like you get some of these celebrities that when you look at them, they ain't as attractive as you think they are. But because they're famous, they seem more attractive. Now, for men, on the other hand, physical appearance was the dominant factor. They cared less about a woman's intelligence or ambition, especially if it exceeded their own. They didn't like that. It's almost like they wanted the shiniest, prettiest toy and didn't care about what was under the hood. The thing with that, too, is if you go traditional, men were typically the guys who brought home the job, the pay. So for the traditional way of thinking, they didn't need the woman to be ambitious or intelligent, and it could be a threat to them.
In this economy, though, you both need to be ambitious.
Things are changing very much, but it still takes time for thinking to catch up to reality. So that's why these looks are so important to men originally. Plus, it goes all the way back to who's going to carry my children to term. Do you know they have
the woman.
The physical,
that's
still true right now, Cato.
Yeah.
They're trying to change everything. But so then, you know, the women looked at social status and things, who's going to help take care and raise my kids for me. Those things still in our subconscious to some degree, but we're changing fast.
But guys are always bent on looks more so than the girls, I think. And girls are more emotionally charged, like, you know, getting into a relationship or whatever. How does this guy make her feel? Is a big part of that.
And I heard you got to really be best friends in a relationship.
Hey, I did not make that up. There's a lot of research on that.
I heard you don't have to be friends at all.
You don't.
Yeah. Just plow through it for 60 years of torture.
That's not what I said at all. I said love. You don't have to be best friends. You can be in love.
We heard what we heard.
And you have to be a good listener.
You have to be good looking, too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you're needing some help finding a babysitter, I'm going to help you out right now because I got a good one for you. And it's going to be a cheap one, too, most likely.
This doesn't sound like good and cheap can both be in the same thing.
You need to ask your parents to actually babysit the grandkids.
I was going to say grandma and grandpa.
Grandma and grandpa. Yeah, it's cheap. And actually, it's good for them. You can tell them that. Like, hey, can you watch the kids this week? It's good for you. Because they say looking after your grandkids can actually help with Alzheimer's as long as it isn't your full-time job. Grandparents, particularly the grandmothers, they say, are the best, who watch their grandkids at least once a week, have more mental alertness, and they don't have as many problems remembering things.
Well, yeah, because you got to make sure baby's not sticking their finger in an electrical socket or playing with knives.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You got to stay on your guard.
Absolutely. Now, there's some grandparents don't even like watching their grandkids, and I know some of them, because it's too much responsibility.
Right.
And a lot of times, grandparents will do this. They'll let the kids eat whatever they want to, whenever they want to, however they want to. Hey, you want to watch an iPad all day long? That's fine with them, which I'm okay with that. It's just one or two days.
Not everyone thinks like that. I don't disagree with you, but there's a lot of parents out there who freak if the grandparents do anything like that. They're like, especially first-time parents. Like, it's your first kid, and you're like, suddenly your parents that raised you don't know what they're doing, and you're sitting there telling them, I can't believe you would let him do that.
Well, they say now, if the grandparents watch the kids for like 5 days or more, they say they scored significantly lower on their mental health awareness test.
Well, any moment kids does.
Hey, listen, parents as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, they can tucker you out. You're just so tired after you've hung out with the kids for a little bit.
I know, and I feel bad for some grandparents because I feel like some parents kind of abuse them a little bit, and it's like every day, and they don't pay them. They don't offer help
about?
With anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not trying to call names, but I see that a lot, and it makes me sad.
My brother did that. My parents practically raised their daughter for the first 10 or 12 years, and like he didn't pay them, didn't do nothing. Of course, they wouldn't have taken any pay for it, but I was, to be honest, a little jealous because I raised my kids myself.
I mean, imagine how much money he saved over those years.
Well, I wasn't jealous about that. I was just jealous that I didn't have someone to do it for me.
But a lot of times, you know, and sometimes there's arrangements where the kids will actually pay the grandparents. Like, if you're going to watch them this much, let me at least get you a gift card or two.
Yeah, it's only fair to bring dinner one night or
absolutely
come out.
Uh-huh. My brother does a lot for my parents, though.
Yeah,
he, like, you know, mows the yard and crap for them. So,
that's
still,
good.
He got a good deal on this.
Okay, but they say that the more time that the grandparents spent taking care of the grandchildren, the more they felt that their children had been demanding that they actually watch them or have the expectations, like you just said, to watch them. It's a joy for you. And, hey, this is healthier for your mental health.
We're doing this for you.
Yeah.
I got a prescription from the doctor that you got to watch my kids this week for your health.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's good for the grandparents to actually watch the kids. So if you're looking for that babysitter, maybe urge them to do that for you. And you say, yeah, I heard it on the Hawk and Tom Show. This is good for you.
It feels like somebody is trying to justify themselves. Like, they come up with this study to make themselves not feel bad for making their mom take care of their kids for years.
Yeah. Well, and also, for the dads, it's a bad thing because, did he say something?
What?
I don't know. You look like you're about to laugh. Was it a joke?
Was it anticipation of what you're about to say, Hawk, because we're your phone?
Oh, no. But because I'm talking about dads, like, all the time, they halfway watch kids. You know,
oh, I know.
They say they babysit the kids. Actually, we have a quarter after laughter with Kevin Hart watching his kids.
I'm a different type of parent. I am a different type of parent. I'm not gonna lie. Certain things I do differently. I don't like babysitting. I can admit that. I don't like watching my kids by myself. Too much pressure. No man does. No man in this room is a good babysitter. I can tell you how every man in this room watches kids. All we do, we sit on the couch and listen. That's how we watch our kids. Kids do whatever they want when they with dad. Hey, hey! I know y'all not in that toilet. Y'all better not be in that toilet.
That is how the dads do it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, everything has a light version now. You have Michelob Ultra Light. You have Miller Light. You have most. I think they probably have a Red Bull Light by now.
Probably so, but it's just Mick Ultra.
I don't care.
There's no light on it.
You have a red light. You have a green light.
Why don't you turn off your mic?
Incandescent light.
Ooh.
Yeah. So light versions are popular. People want to be healthy. They don't want to have as many calories. And even with things that aren't food related, sometimes you want a less dense version of something. Maybe a lighter version of an amusement park or a lighter version of a movie that's shorter or something. Everyone wants to make an easier version. And it looks like even the devil has gotten in on the act.
Uh-oh.
He has a new place called Heck.
What?
That's what they're saying. Heck is not as bad as the other place.
Oh.
And here's some of the things they say that are going to happen if you go to Heck. This would be if you lived an average life, but you didn't quite make it into heaven. So these were some suggestions for Heck. They said that in Heck, you would constantly have a minor itch somewhere on your body.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Now I'm going to start itching.
That's more than Heck.
Yeah.
They say there's only one song on the radio, and it's Justin Bieber, Baby. That would be frustrating. Every sink has a drip on it. The faucet drips constantly. Drip, drip, drip.
The noise doesn't bother me. Just seeing it while I'm standing right there.
I can hear it. I can hear something dripping in my kitchen from my bedroom.
Yeah.
The good news is Heck will have restaurants. The bad news is the lines will be miles long.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like any restaurant lines at all.
Well, it depends on the bar's full I can hang out at till I'm cold and sit.
That does make a difference. I agree.
Well, I was telling the other day, I hate when you go through the drive-thru and then have to sit for 20 minutes. It's like a drive-thru and sit for 20 minutes is what they should call them.
In the light version of Heck, you constantly feel like you need to pee, but when you go, you can't.
Oh, my gosh. I'm out.
Or if you go and you still have that feeling you have to go still.
I think there's a medical issue.
I don't like it.
I really do.
Yeah. There's one part of your back that you itched and you can't reach it no matter what. I have that here on regular Earth. Maybe I'm in Heck. I don't know.
I think I can hit most of all my.
There's always a door somewhere.
Yeah.
They say in Heck, your butt always burns like you went and had something spicy the night before.
That's a good feeling sometimes.
No, never.
Yeah.
When you're cold.
It's not that kind of burn.
Like, sometimes you're going, you're like, man, this is a good one.
They say all your fingers have hangnails. And the tips of all your fingers have blisters on them.
And all of your clothes have to be fleece so it snags on your hangnails.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's different.
You always have athlete's foot. This is medical issue, Kato. Mm-hmm. You're always hungry like you haven't eaten in 10 hours.
Then you have to stand in line to get some food.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your armpits are always raw, and you always have an apple peel stuck in your teeth.
I don't like that feeling.
Or a popcorn kernel. Mm-hmm. You get to choose because it's heck.
Or that, you know, the chicken gristle or something that's in between there sometimes.
Ooh.
Why?
I don't like those.
The Why gristle? Are you eating chicken gristle?
Well, I'm just saying. The meat. Meat gets stuck in there. And then if you got one crown, it's not fitting on properly. It's like it's stuck.
They say in heck, you do have TV, but unfortunately, the batteries for your remotes are always the wrong size.
Oh.
And you get stuck in a room with your exes for eternity.
Nah, that ain't heck.
Yeah.
All right.
That could be worse. So I guess the good news is there is a lighter version. The bad news is it still sounds pretty bad. So better live good. Live a good life.
It's tough.
Or you'll go to heck.
Okay.
There's something funny about that.
That was one heck of a list.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.